From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 15th at 8:55, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. Seeing some mixed trade in here today. We did have the crop condition report very closely monitored this time of year. We were unchanged on corn conditions yesterday at a historically towards the upper end of historical ranges, 74% good to excellent. But we did see an increase of 4 percentage points in the bean crop conditions, up to 71% good to excellent. Saw some weakness in the overnight, but we've since stabilized those losses and actually see some gains in the bean side. So starting with the corn here, we do have September corn futures down a penny, 417 even. That's 4 cents off of overnight lows. We've got the December 417 even, down a penny. March of 26, down 1 1/4, 433 1/2. The May down a penny, 444. On the bean side, we've got September bean futures unchanged on the day, 993 1/4. November's up a half a cent, 1007 1/2. That's a nickel off of the overnight lows. January 26 beans up a quarter of a cent, 1024 1/4, with the March up a quarter of a cent, 1038 1/4. Seeing some strength in the soy oil market, and that might be what's holding the beans together at this point in time, up 38 points in the August soy oil contract, 54.55 there, while we're seeing some losses in the soy meal, down 80 cents a ton at 271 even there on that soy meal. Also, the extended forecast has a little bit of heat coming back into it, much more heat than what was there over the last few trading sessions. So that'll be closely watched into the end of the week. If that heat shows any length to it, or that it's building across the Midwest, that could cause some short covering here going into the weekend. So weather still very much matters, obviously, here for the next few weeks for corn and beans. The wheat side of the situation here, we've got the wheat market a little bit higher right now. September Chicago up a half a cent, 542 even. And that December Chicago contract up a half a cent, 562 3/4. When you're looking at September Kansas City wheat, up 4 points right now, 527 1/4, with the December up 3 cents, 548 1/2. You've got the December Minneapolis wheat up 2 cents by 625 1/2. Showed us well north of 60% harvested on that winter wheat harvest. And that is looking at a typical time frame where we see some seasonal bottoms in the wheat market in here. So be alert for that. On the livestock side, seeing some gains in here early on. We've got August live cattle up 47, 219.82. You've got the December's up 12, 217.57. February's up 22, 217.77. Feeders up 30 in the August at 319.87. October feeders down one tick right now, 317.67. You've got hogs lower. August hogs up 50 at 103.72. The Octobers are down 22 at 87.45, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day.